This is VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. Health officials have seen troubling spikes in coronavirus cases in Russia, India, and Pakistan. Almost 10,000 in Russia, 20% higher than the previous day. The country now has officially topped 124,000 suspected COVID-19 cases. The death toll is 1,200 in a half dozen regions, including the Moscow area. Because virus test results in Russia are widely considered to be unreliable, the actual numbers could be much higher. Among those stricken by COVID-19, Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin, who says he has temporarily stepped away from running the cabinet. A growing fear in Russia that its medical system cannot handle a surge in corona infections. And Moscow's mayor says there is a plan to use sports stadiums as temporary hospitals. In Pakistan, nearly 1,300 new COVID-19 cases have been reported, pushing its total caseload to 18,700. It may be connected to increased testing. Prime Minister Imran Khan has set a goal of 20,000 tests a day. His government says it may soon erase some pandemic controls, but health officials are warning that could lead to an explosion of new infections that would overwhelm Pakistan's healthcare system. Some officials are urging even stricter controls. The country has lost a reported 432 lives to the outbreak. India has recorded its worst daily new case number, 2,300, bringing its total cases to well over 37,000 and more than 1,200 deaths. India's 1.3 billion people have been under lockdown because of the virus, and it's been extended to May 17th, though there's been an easing of restrictions, which is expected to continue in the coming week. Meanwhile, the coronavirus continues its relentless assault on the world and its people. There have been close to 3.4 million cases reported by Johns Hopkins University in 187 countries and regions. The death toll has now risen above 240,000. Pandemic figures here in the U.S. are almost beyond belief. 1.1 million cases and over 65,000 lives lost. This is VOA News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given emergency approval to the use of the antiviral drug remdesivir, which in tests has reduced COVID patients' average recovery time from 15 days to 11 days, and some believe in the process has probably saved lives. America's preeminent expert on infectious diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was scheduled to testify next week before a Democratic-led House committee looking into the nation's coronavirus response. But the White House says that will not happen, that the time is not right. It appears Fauci will be allowed to appear before a Republican-led Senate committee. He's been preaching the risks of reopening the U.S. economy too quickly, a view seemingly at odds with one espoused by President Donald Trump, who has been pushing governors to quickly get their states back in business. The U.S. this weekend is in the initial stages of reopening its severely damaged economy. Several governors are lifting stay-at-home orders, despite the advice of medical authorities, who say they risk setting off a new wave of COVID infections. Among the states opening up, Texas, even though its number of virus cases this week has spiked. In the group of more cautious governors, Andrew Cuomo of New York and J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, who say their statewide restrictions will stay in effect until conditions are safer. There have been more than 308,000 cases of coronavirus in New York, with over 24,000 lives lost, and the state is still averaging about 900 COVID hospitalizations a day. Illinois' numbers, 56,000 cases and a death toll close to 2,500. France, Spain, and Germany have announced they are partially reopening their societies as new COVID cases decline. The moves coincide with the arrival of beautiful spring weather, which is bringing large numbers of people outside as pandemic rules are relaxed. France, Spain, and Germany have a combined 545,000 coronavirus cases with 56,000 deaths. Italy is maintaining its shutdown for now, its 28,000 COVID fatalities, the highest outside the United States. China has removed its blanket restrictions that kept 800 million people at home, but is continuing with extensive fever testing and other monitoring. China today announced one new case of COVID-19. A U.S. federal judge has thrown out the $66 million claim by the U.S. women's national soccer team that its players are victims of unequal pay under an existing collective bargaining agreement. But the court says it will allow the defending world champion team to proceed to trial with an allegation of discriminatory travel accommodations and medical support services. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says COVID-19 is causing untold fear and suffering for older people around the world. For those over 80, the fatality rate is 5 times the global average. More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app for your listening convenience. I'm Gene Randall. Via remote, this is VOA News.